At LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I'm so busy right now.
We offer a mix of convenient days and times, including 30-minute virtual appointments to fit your schedule.
I would love it, but I have astigmatism.
We treat thousands of patients with astigmatism every month with great outcomes. LASIK Plus is making your journey towards 20/20 vision all about you. So visit mylasikoffer.com today to start your LASIK journey.
This is Late Tea Time, the golf betting podcast that finds the best betting value closer to the first shot being struck than anyone else.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information.
Hello and welcome to the Late Tea Time podcast. It's just me, Dave Tindall, this week. James is busy elsewhere. So rather than both of us on video, it's just going to be me talking into my phone, which will be put out into a podcast. But it's the tips that count, I guess. So hopefully we can find some. So I've been going through the player transcripts, press conferences. And as you can imagine, they've had all the big guys in. So I'll quickly read a few things out from some of these. So, for example, Justin Thomas says he really likes this course, similar to Eastlake. He did say that all the live stuff has kind of worn him down a bit, made him feel a bit, ugh, I know how he feels. And maybe there's a hint that his putting isn't quite as good as it was earlier in the year when he won the PGA. So just a bit from him. Rory McIlroy said he stayed in the UK after the Open, spent 2 weeks down in the London area, got away from golf. I took 2 weeks off, didn't touch a club, didn't see the inside of a gym, probably didn't eat a vegetable. That's him talking, that could have been me. Sort of just 2 weeks of vacation, said Rory. Now he's been back in Florida for a week and just toning things up a little bit. So it sounded like he's got over the Open loss. I know it hurt him, he said, for a day or two. But I think his overall feeling was that he didn't throw it away. It was more that Cam Smith came and won it. So not too many regrets from there. Talking to Cam Smith, I know everyone's focus was on what he said or didn't say in these press comments about Liv when he didn't confirm the rumours, which are very strong now that he's going to Liv. But in terms of the course, he did say, this course is a course that I love. I've got a pretty decent record around here. Really suits my eye. I love the grasses. Can't wait to get the week started. Well, is it a decent record? He's never had a top 10. It's the best of 14th. If all that, I know, maybe we, I think golfers are quite thick-skinned, aren't they? From what we're learning about Liv. If he's thinking he can just go there and not get any feel any ramifications or sort of hate thrown towards him. Hate, perhaps a strong word, but, you know, people aren't happy. Yeah, is he fully cognizant of his record here? Tied 14th doesn't sound the best. Tony Finau, an honest assessment from him. He says, so we're on TPC Southwind, which is a par 70 with Bermuda grass, and Tony Finau says, not the grass I prefer, Bermuda. Growing up in Utah, we don't really deal with Bermuda grass. My track record isn't great here. I think if you look at the numbers, I've had some nice rounds for sure. Haven't been able to put four rounds together. So pretty honest assessment from him. And Scotty Scheffler, he says, I think it's a really good separating golf course. And I think the guys that are playing well are going to score well. And the guys that aren't are not going to score well. I like Scotty Scheffler's kind of simplistic sort of takes on stuff. He doesn't wrap himself in knots, and I'm going to play on that in a little bit when I get to the bets. He says, I was worn down at the end of the British. Don't panic, guys. Some people call it the British Open. I don't mind. If he says the British, we know exactly what he's talking about. If he said the Open, there could have been scope for meaning the US Open. But when he says the British, you know, it was the Open Championship. Let's not get too excited. He said, we went on vacation after some good times with Meredith, and it was just kind of a good reset. Meredith is his wife, I think. 2 weeks at home was really nice, just kind of getting some physical rest as well as getting the body right. So it sounds like in the all happy, playing world of Scotty Scheffler, played some great golf this year, had a bit of a break, and he's ready to go again.
This is Late Tea Time, the Golf Betting Podcast.
Let's start then with the match bets that I'm going to go for. So I'm going to make Scotty Scheffler one of those. He's taken on Justin Thomas. I just think Scheffler's got a bit more bounce to him at the moment. I know Thomas has played well here before, but I've got a feeling Scheffler, I mean, he is the man at the top of the FedEx Cup rankings. He's had an amazing season. I just think he's going to continue it here. So I'm going to take him at 4-5 to beat Justin Thomas in a match bet. Sung Jae-im to beat Joo Hyun Kim. Now, Joo Hyun Kim played brilliantly, didn't he, last week to win the Wyndham Championship. Started off with a quadruple bogey and still won. There's a lesson for us all if we're having a bad start to a round, just to keep going, because you never know what might happen. But I really fancy Sung Jae-im this week. So I'm going to back him. He's come second the last 2 weeks. Joo Hyun Kim, who I think... Are we calling him Tom Kim now? I think that's the name he wants to be called as. It's sort of easier for, you know, lazy Western types to say, maybe. But it is based on something. It's not just because he thought, oh, Tom, that sounds easy. He's a big fan of Thomas the Tank Engine. I mean, I laughed when I heard that. It sounds... I mean, how old is he? Like 12? But I think it was probably from a few years ago. Although, what would that have made... What would I be called? What would my... If I was doing my favourite, like the banana splits, going back a bit there. Trumpton. So I'm losing listeners here who wonder what I'm talking about. Campbellwick Green. But yeah, so... Strange little reason why he became Tom Kim, but what a player. What a player indeed. But, you know, just won an event. We don't really know how he's going to react. You kind of think it might just not be as magical this week. Sung Jae-im, you know, playing solid, as you like, with a couple of second places back-to-back. So he's going to be my tip to win that one. And then Fee, now back to those quotes that he's not a big fan of Bermuda grass. And it shows in his record here. Tony Finau has played it, what is it, four times. Miscut 27th, 65th, 34th. So, yeah, as he says, the odd good round, but there's too many sort of 74s in there. Other rounds in the 70s that just aren't going to cut it. So even though he's kind of the hot golfer after his wins in the 3M Open and the Rocket Mortgage Classic, you know, that can't go on forever. And this seems a week where maybe Tony Finau will just take a little step back. And Cameron Young, yeah, he's just, you know, had an amazing rookie season, hasn't he? And when we talk about Rory losing the Open to Cam Smith, well, he didn't. He was third, Rory. Cam Smith came second. He's got back into it with a second place at the Rocket Mortgage, which was some effort to do that after the Open Championship. It's his debut at the course, which could put a few people off. But I mean, he's making debuts all over the place at the minute, and seems to be finishing second or third in about half of his starts. So yeah, I think Finau is vulnerable. So Cameron Young, such a consistent player, great driver of the ball, he can take care of him. He's the underdog as well, Cameron Young, 21-20. So. Put that together. So I found this on Bet365. You might be able to find it somewhere else for perhaps a bigger price, perhaps not. But 21-20 for Cameron Young to beat Tony Finau. 3-4 for Sung Jae-im to beat Joo Hyun Tom Kim at 3-4. And Scotty Scheffler to beat Justin Thomas at 4-5. That treble pays 5.45-1. That's a 72-hole match play treble.
This is Late Tea Time, the last word in golf betting, with James Butler and Dave Tindall.
As for the outrights, I just can't get away from the fact that Sam Burns is such a good price, and that was my initial thought. I know this is a great field, but I mean, he's won three times this year, Sam Burns. So you're thinking, well, what's he got to do? Because he lost a playoff at this course last year. So of all the players that I've looked at, and you think, yeah, that seems about the right price. Yeah, that's expected. I think Sam Burns, there's reason to believe that he should be shorter this week on a three-win season, a runner-up on this course last time, shot 64 in rounds 2 and 4. And the last time we saw him was the Open Championship, or British Open, if you're Scottie Scheffler. And he closed there with a 64 as well, so he left there in high spirits. Did I read out what he said before? I don't think I did. He said, I played well here last year, and unfortunately lost in the playoff. It's a golf course that I really like. It's grass that I am used to playing. I grew up on Bermuda, so I feel comfortable around here, and I'm excited for the week. So he took a break after the Open Championship, which is fair enough. He wants to get right for this run of tournaments, and what a way to start on a course that he played so well on last year. So Sam Burns is 30-1. I just think for a three-time winner and a guy who so nearly won this event last year, playing on his favourite grass, that's an each-way price, isn't it? Well, it is. 30-1 then. Where can we find that? 30-1 at Sky Bet. That's eight places, 30-1. If you don't have each way odds, I'd be, if you say you're in America, I'd just be happy to back him for the win at that sort of price. A proven winner, Sam Burns. So that it's rather short and sweet this week, but there you go. James will be back next time. So just to run through those bets once more. At the FedEx St. Jude Championship, I'm back in a treble, a 72-hole match bet treble. Cameron Young to beat Tony Finau, Sung Jae-im to beat Joo Hyun Kim, and Scottie Scheffler to beat Justin Thomas. That pays 5.45-1 at Bet365. And then on the outrights, I'm going for Sam Burns at 30-1. That's with Sky Bet 8 places. You can actually get a bit 33s if you shop around for worse each way terms or win only. But yeah, that's the official bet. Sam Burns, 30-1 each way with Sky Bet. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information.
Podcast Network.